Introduction on Chakras Healing Report. This report is about how you can heal your mind and body by being aware of the latent energies in your aura and making the best, most spiritual use of them. Your aura is a field of energy that permeates and surrounds your physical body. It has seven special energy centers within it called chakras. Chakras are vortexes of energy, and they are the places in your aura where divine consciousness can come in and manifest in your physical body, especially if you are receptive to it and use your willpower to allow it to enter. Your aura also has three channels where the divine energy flows within your aura, and in yoga, these are called the Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna. The Ida carries the life energy in the left side of your body. The Pingala carries it in the right side of your body. The Sushumna, which is the most important, carries it in the middle of your spiritual column. The chakras are the places where the Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna meet together. There is so much energy in these places that the energy whirls around as divine creative potential waiting as an ever-present resource to be manifested into physical form, so that we can bring healing life force into our daily lives. To draw upon this infinite source of energy, we can use meditation, prayer, or affirmations. In this way, we transcend our everyday consciousness and become receptive to the healing power within us. There are specific affirmations that can be used to direct the healing force to particular areas of the body. These are contained in Louise Hay's book Heal Your Body. Often these affirmations are sufficient to address a particular condition, but sometimes a more specific focus is needed to get the energy to come through. That is because we may have subconscious blocks to allowing the affirmation to work, and these have to be identified and dissolved. The blocks may be present because we have grown up in a culture that asserts mind-body duality, rather than mind-body unity. There may also be blocks because of individual karma from the past or individual lack of recognition of future possibilities. This is where astrology comes in, to identify any blocks you may have and to give you guidance as to how to dissolve them, so that you can become one with the source and fulfill your divine purpose. Louise Hay's book also links the physical conditions and affirmations with particular vertebrae in the spine. This is helpful because the Sushumna is located in the middle of your spinal column, and using the most specific affirmation possible should bring the healing light to the part that needs healing. However, if there is a blockage at the unconscious level, it will manifest on the physical level in the form of a blockage in the energy of the physical spine. The tension from this will be observable, as one or more bones in the spine will be out of alignment and there will be various symptoms in the surrounding muscles, organs, or other parts of the body. This report, then, is designed to give you insight into the nature of any such blockages that you may be likely to have as an individual. The report also suggests ways of dissolving them and getting your own healing energy flowing. It will still depend on your own willpower whether you choose to use these new insights and how, in order to better your own health. This report neither diagnoses nor prescribes, but works on the subtler level of the astral aura, as described by astrology, to understand and potentially redirect the energies before they manifest on the physical level, so that you may be in tune with the higher, spiritual purpose for which the energies are intended rather than have them manifest as any lack of vitality or health. This report is dedicated to my chiropractor, Dr. John Bjarnason of Toronto, who has greatly assisted me in combining my astral knowledge of my aura with its unblocked physical manifestation, so that I have been able to enjoy better health. With best wishes, Lorna Houston. Copyright 2005.